Our message is repent, forsake your sin, believe and be saved. The miracle of salvation. And because Christ commands us, it can, it will, it does happen.
You've got to come to the Holy Ghost. You've got to come to the cross of Jesus Christ. You've got to say, oh Lord, I have messed up. I am not in control. I can't handle my life. I can't govern anything because I have ended up in a mess. And that's what repentance is. It's turning around from the world and going back to the Heavenly Father and saying, Lord, I can't govern my life anymore. I submit to your government. I will be your servant. That means I will be under your governorship. You will govern my life. You will tell me what to do and how to do it. I'm tired of making a mess of my life. Repentance is just that. I give up trying to run my life. I can't do it. And not a person in here that has the skill and the wisdom to run your life. You run it into the ditch all the time.
I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
The broad road leads to destruction, and the narrow road leads to eternal life. And you're on one or the other tonight. Every person here tonight is on one of those roads. You can change roads. But you cannot change the fact that you're a living soul and that you're going to live somewhere forever. Your soul is valuable because of God's concern. The whole Bible is concerned with the saving and developing of the soul.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
My King was born King. The Bible says He's a seven-way King. He's a King of the Jews. That's a racial King. He's a King of Israel. That's a national King. He's a King of righteousness. He's a King of the ages. He's a King of heaven. He's a King of glory. He's a King of kings, and He is a Lord of lords. Now that's my King. Well, I wonder if you know Him. Do you know Him? Don't try to mislead me. Do you know my King? David said the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. My King is the only one whom there no means of measure can define His limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of His shoreless supply. No barriers can hinder Him from pouring out His blessing. Well, He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. And He's impartially merciful. That's my King.
But I want you to know with everything in my heart, you cannot know Jesus in His fullness. You cannot come into the glory of intimacy with Him until you're fully convinced that He loves you, and that once you repent of your sins with everything in your heart, you go to Him and turn over your life to Him to be governed by the Holy Spirit. It's that simple. He rushes in with all the grace and mercy that you will ever need.
Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take it. This is my body." Then He took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many."
Jesus was the living Word. Peter, long years later, said about the Word of God from his own experience, "You will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place." This is what we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. It transforms men and women, strengthens their feeble knees, lifts up the hands which hang down, and puts new heart into the disheartened. If we wish to hear the living word, then we must turn to the written word. Jesus spoke and demons fled by legions. Cemeteries were shaken. Lepers were cleansed. Storms were stilled. Multitudes were fed. His word disarmed the temple police trying to arrest him. They said, "No man ever spoke like this man. He spoke with authority."
The high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." The high priest tore his clothes. "Why do we need any more witnesses?" he asked. "You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, "Prophesy!" And the guards took him and beat him.